بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب تعظيم حرمات المسلمين وبيان حقوقهم والشفقة عليهم ورحمتهم. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. وقال تعالى: ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. وقال تعالى: واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. وقال تعالى: من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. صدق الله العظيم. This is a new chapter which we are beginning after the chapter which was باب تحريم الظلم. The chapter dealing with the prohibition of oppression or usurping the right of our fellow Muslim, and the injunction that if we had done so, to redress that right. The meaning of this chapter is very similar to the one that is preceding it. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it the title Babu Ta'zeemi Hurumatil Muslimin, the great emphasis that has been placed on the sacredity or the honor of one's fellow Muslim, the illustration of their rights, the importance of having kindness and of exhibiting kindness and mercy towards one's fellow Muslim. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as human beings, has caused us to live with one another, to interact with one another. And our fellow human beings whom we are living with, they enjoy certain rights upon us. Particularly if they are our brothers in Islam, the degree and the emphasis that is placed upon those rights, the kindness which we should show them, the compassion which we should have for them. Likewise, the great importance that we live as an ummah, we preserve the unity and brotherhood of Islam. These are the various aspects that will be dealt with in the ahadith in this particular chapter, and we will understand and see from that the importance that we preserve these things. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is not an ordinary scholar, is a scholar of great merit, great standing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a great and a deep insight and understanding of Quran and hadith. We can glean this or ascertain this from the verses of the Quran which he chooses to support the meaning of this particular chapter. The first verse, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. The one who will consider as auspicious or honor those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, then it is good for him, it is a source of benefit for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, has elevated the honor of it. And we find that ulama ikram say, basically if you have to categorize these, they fall into three categories. Ma ja'alahu muhtaraman min al amakin. There are some places which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred. Kal haramain, like the haramain sharifain. And like the masajid throughout the world, these are places which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred. And Allah is commanding us that when Allah has made this sacred, then honor these places. Honor the Haramain Sharifain, and likewise honor every masjid. When we are sitting in the masjid, be conscious. This is of the Hurumatullah. This is a sacred place. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. So we have to behave with decorum. Be conscious of where we are. Don't raise our voices. Don't do things that will cause difficulty or upset those that are around us, etc. Likewise, there are certain times or periods which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred. Like we discussed previously, the Ashur al-Hurum, the four sacred months, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab. So we have to consider that sacred which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sacred, whether it's the place, whether it's a time, and likewise pertinent to this chapter, ulama ikram say, ma ja'alahu muhtaraman min al ashkhas. There are certain individuals whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred. Ikhwanahu al-Muslimin, your Muslim brother. The one who is your brother in Islam, who has recited the kalima, Allah has elevated and honored this person. Honored him to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once looked at the Kaabatullah. And he said that Allah has made you sacred and Allah has honored you and Allah has elevated you. But the honor and dignity of a Muslim is greater than yours. In other words, to break the sanctity of the Kaaba is a great crime. This is something we can relate to and understand. Yet a greater crime than that would be to defy the sanctity of your fellow Muslim. And we find that in this verse, this is the general injunction. Wa may yu'azzim hurumati Allah. That which Allah has made sacred, whether it's a place, whether it's a time, whether it's an individual, you are commanded by Allah that you also make it sacred. You also honor it. فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهُ عِنَّ رَبِّي. And if you will do so, this is a source of khayr and benefit for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next verse which Imam Nawawi mentions in this chapter, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. The one who will honor or sanctify the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is from the taqwa, it is the piety that is in his heart, it is the proof of the taqwa which is in his heart that causes him to sanctify and to honor the symbols of Islam. So we find, my respected brothers, what are the sha'irullah? Ulama ikram mentioned, they say the manasik of hajj. The manasik of hajj, whether it is tawaf of Kaabatullah, whether it is sa'i between Safa and Marwa, whether it is Arafah, Mina, these are the sha'ir and the symbols of Allah and the symbols of Islam, and they have to be honored. Likewise, there are certain distinctive things which are attached to Islam, by which Islam and Deen-e-Islam is, in fact, a form of identity, and they are recognized by this. A symbol of Islam is azan. A symbol of Islam is iqamat. So Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, وَمَا يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, that these things are sanctified and are important, so you honor them. And if you will honor them, فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, this is a proof of the taqwa and the piety which you have in your heart, that you honor that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made honorable and sanctified. Like we were mentioning earlier, Allah has sanctified and honored a Muslim. So to honor him is part of taqwa. To honor him is part of, فَهُوَ خَيْرُ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي, it is a source of khayr. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given the converse warning, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرِ أَنْ يَحْكِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. It is sufficient proof, it is sufficient as shar and evil that you look down upon a Muslim. So in the first verse, do not look down upon your fellow Muslim. In the second verse, the sha'ir and the symbols of Islam, when azan is being called out, honor the azan, don't engage in unnecessary talk. Listen to the words of the azan, respond to the azan. Likewise, iqamat is a symbol of Islam, Kaabatullah is a symbol of Islam, tawaf is a symbol of Islam, etc., etc. The next verse, Imam Nawawi mentions, waqfidh janahaka lil mu'mineen. Waqfidh janahaka lil mu'mineen. Literally translated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you that lower your wings. Literally translated, lower your wings for the Muslim, for your fellow Muslim. In other words, when dealing with your fellow Muslim, adopt humility. Don't regard yourself as superior. Do not look down upon a Muslim. Doesn't mean you are wealthy, you're a millionaire, you're a billionaire. Doesn't mean you drive a fancy car, you live in a fancy house. So this gives you a right to look down upon somebody who is less advantaged than yourself. Allah's command is this, that no matter what a high social status you may have, no matter how high you may have reached financially, etc., Allah is commanding you, waqfidh janahaka lil mu'min. If it is a Muslim you are coming into contact with, then adopt humility. Be humble with him. Be soft with him. Ashiddahu ala al-kuffar, ruhamahu bainahum. This Allah Ta'ala describes the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that with the disbelievers they were hard, and ruhamahu bainahum, amongst themselves they had mercy and compassion with one another. They would humble themselves in dealing with one another. And what is the promise? This is Allah's sunnat. This is Allah's promise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned nuskha, prescription. You want to be elevated. You want to be honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are given one simple nuskha and prescription. practice upon this verse of the Quran. وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whether the person is a different color from you, or a different language, or a different race, or a different creed, or a different nationality, or a different social status from you, because of the Iman and Islam that he has in his heart, when you deal with him, you be humble, you lower yourself. And what does Allah promise you? What is this a prescription for? مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. If you will humble yourself for that person, Allah will elevate you. Allah will honor you. So dignity and honor, true dignity and honor is that which is conferred to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the road to that is that when you deal with your fellow Muslim, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Lower your wings, adopt humility in dealing with them. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.